Well, I don't know whether it's a good day to fly out of Duluth or not, but the executive director of the Duluth Airport Authority, Tom Werner, is here in our studios. And we're not actually asking you about flying conditions today, but it's going to be kind of a messy day, looks like.
Yeah, it certainly will. It's one of those days where I think people start hitting the internet and planning their winter vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Tom, thanks. It's been great talking to you. Okay. There are the TSA has decided to implement some new screening procedures and pre-check stuff at the Duluth Airport. And I guess I'm wondering, first of all, who's going to be mostly affected by this? Do a lot of people traveling on vacation, escaping drizzly weather, fly out of the Duluth Airport? Or is it mainly frequent travelers, business travelers, who are just blasé and sophisticated about TSA checks and screenings?
Well, there's two things. So the enhanced screening procedures will impact everybody that flies through the airport. And that's a good thing. TSA is constantly evolving their procedures to help keep us safe. As the threat evolves, they want to stay on top of it. And so these new screening procedures, enhanced screening procedures, just allow TSA agents to get a better look at what you're bringing through, on your baggage. You'll be unpacking all of your electronics and putting them in a separate bin, for instance.
Okay.
So a little bit different than just unpacking your laptop, which you probably have done before. And so that's really the essence of the change. And it allows them to X-ray that stuff that gets put on the belt
so
a little bit better.
The cell phone, the laptop.
iPads.
The tablet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not, I mean, you'd sort of have that stuff kind of handy anyway, so that shouldn't be too
absolutely. And I think we all appreciate the effort that they go through to help keep us safe, and that's certainly a part of it. Now the pre-check is something that I think that a lot of our frequent travelers especially will appreciate. So you have to pre-enroll with TSA to qualify for pre-check, and what all that means is you if you qualify are able to bypass some of those enhanced procedures. You can for instance leave your shoes on, leave your belt on, leave most of your electronics in your bag now at Duluth, because they have the equipment and the people are trained in order to allow that to happen. So your screening becomes very expedited in those instances. 50% of our frequent travelers here in Duluth are already enrolled in PreCheck because of the number of places that they go. I'm enrolled in PreCheck, and I know I take advantage of that when I go to a lot of big cities where I'm not waiting in the TSA security line for 2 hours. Normally, my security check is very, very streamlined, down to minutes. And so that's a huge benefit for those that fly quite frequently. So the fact that we're taking about 50% of our traveling populace that travels with any regularity out of the enhanced screening line, it's going to make those that have to go through the enhanced screening and unpack all of their electronics, it's going to make that as streamlined as it possibly can be. Before they implemented all of this, we had about an average 7-minute wait time at TSA. I don't see that changing a whole lot, again, because PreCheck is now available at Duluth, even with the enhanced screening. So all good news here with the security at Duluth.
Boy, I should say so. The flying out of Duluth isn't the same thing as flying into or out of, or flying out of O'Hare or even the Twin Cities Airport, you know, where you can be standing in endless lines. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of line standing at our Duluth Airport. There may be some.
Yeah, I'm sure there's the rare instance. We don't see that a lot. In fact, that's one of the selling points. One of the things I think is very important about flying local here is security is so streamlined. For those that value the time post-security to check emails, conduct a last-minute call or meeting, or just relax and enjoy aviation, which you're certainly able to do, or a meal, or a cup of coffee, or a drink, you can do all of that. You're not spending your time at the airport in line. You're spending it relaxing, waiting for your aircraft, should you choose to do so, and enjoying the amenities of the airport. That is not the experience at a lot of bigger airports. And with the enhanced screening that happens at a lot of these larger facilities now, the wait times have increased. And so it's always good to consider your time and what value that has when choosing to fly local or fly out of a large airport like Minneapolis.
Not to mention your hostility level. If if you're in one of those moods, or if you're one of those folks that standing in line gets on your last nerve and you find that it makes you crabby and unpleasant, it may actually be worth, a little bit of extra money or time to get you out of that situation so that you can just chillax and be pleasant to the people around you.
Travel for so many, especially those that don't do it often, can be a very stressful thing. And what we've tried to do with the new terminal and our customer service brand since opening the new facility is try to take as much of that stress away as we possibly can. The experience from the time that you get out of your car in the parking lot all the way till the time that you board the plane, all of our ground handlers that work for the airlines, our airport employees, the rental car folks, ticket agents, all are centered around making sure that experience is as good as it can be. Now, we're not going to have everything that a large facility is going to have in terms of amenities, but I think we've got a very, very good regional crew that does everything they can to take the stress out of it. And having the efficient screening process, even in its enhanced state, I think is only going to make that better.
Well, I have not flown out of Duluth very often because I don't travel very often. And so I just find traveling, I'm kind of like a 5-year-old. I'm all excited and I'm, and I've got my Walt Disney backpack and I'm all ready to go. But I love the quiet of the airport. It's not loud. It's not bustling. There's not all kinds of noise and racket going on. It's just it's very peaceful, and it lets you really get in that mindset for getting ready to go on vacation or do something wonderful and fun. Tom, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate the explanations, and definitely it sounds like a win-win for folks traveling out of our local airport here.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tom Warner joined us this morning as our guest. He's the executive director of the Duluth Airport Authority.